You're listening to SBS News.
A bleak day for New South Wales, with four further COVID-19 related deaths and 642 new locally acquired infections. The high case numbers and substantial number of people still to get vaccinated have prompted Premier Gladys Berejiklian to introduce a raft of new restrictions, what she called final measures.
We've thrown everything at this, and now it's time to bunker down, and I can't stress that enough. This is it. We do everything we can to reduce case numbers, and we do everything we can to get those vaccination rates up.
Stay-at-home orders for Greater Sydney have been extended until the 30th of September, with the Central Coast and Shell Harbour reclassified as regional areas. And in the 12 local government areas of concern in Western and Southwest Sydney, residents will be limited to 1 hour of outdoor exercise per day from Monday. The LGAs, considered virus hotspots, will also be subject to a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says the curfew's needed because officers are facing challenges managing rule breakers.
Why didn't we ask for it 2 or 3 weeks ago is because what we had asked for was additional mask wearing, permit systems and a whole range of other health orders. In hindsight, do I wish that I raised curfews day one? Yeah, probably, but you probably would have laughed me out.
People living in the LGAs but employed elsewhere will only be able to go to work if they've been vaccinated, or their workplace offers rapid antigen testing, which can return a result in minutes. Childcare workers and disability support workers in the council areas will be required to get a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by the 30th of August. From Monday, mask wearing will be mandatory across New South Wales, indoors and outdoors, except when exercising. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says she strongly supports the changes.
We need these measures to slow the growth of this escalating outbreak and give us time to vaccinate our population to save lives and prevent hospitalisations.
But the Mayor of Bankstown, one of the LGAs impacted, is angry. Councillor Carlos Faure says the area is being punished with restrictions that may not bring down case numbers.
The reality is the Premier's lost control of this virus. She's lost control and doesn't know what to do. So instead of coming up with solutions that are going to help, she's just trying anything that she thinks can help. It's really a smokescreen. It's a stunt to divert from her misgivings and her failings.
Victoria has recorded 55 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, with 30 in the community while infectious. Premier Daniel Andrews has characterised it as a bad day, warning that the outbreak's on the edge of running out of control. He's urged people to abide by lockdown restrictions.
If we have a weekend this weekend like last weekend, well then next week it will be like Sydney. Simple as that. This will get away from us. We've got too many mystery cases out there.
Regional Victoria, which has so far escaped many of the restrictions imposed in metropolitan Melbourne, has recorded its first cases connected to the outbreak. 12 people have tested positive in Shepparton, about 200 kilometres north of Melbourne. 11 of the cases will be included in Saturday's numbers. This local woman's worried.
Very concerning. It's in my grandson's school. Yes, my daughter's had to pick up her children from school. And consequently, the shops are now closing because of the fear of it spreading.
Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jerome Weimar, is encouraging residents to access new drive-through testing sites.
Urge anybody in Shepparton, as we start to identify exposure sites, and anybody who's symptomatic in Shepparton, please urgently come and get tested. Shepparton remains, of course, under lower restrictions than Melbourne. It's very important that we identify any possible linkages.
A dozen new cases have been detected in the Australian Capital Territory. Reassuringly, 11 have so far been linked to known cases. Chief Minister Andrew Barr has acknowledged residents are doing it tough in lockdown, but he's stressed people must continue to follow the rules.
It's gone from 1 to nearly 100 inside of a week. It demonstrates how quickly this virus can spread, but absolutely reinforces why the lockdown was necessary, and it's important that we stay the course.
It's been a good day for Queensland with just one new locally acquired infection. The individual a close contact of a known case who was in quarantine their entire infectious period. COVID-19 restrictions have eased in the state's southeast. Home gatherings of up to 30 people are now allowed, and up to 100 guests can attend weddings and funerals. Community sport can also restart. But Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has urged people to continue wearing face masks for another week.
Please, could everyone wear a mask when you need to, when you can't socially distance, and particularly, of course, indoors where the highest risk is. If you can't wear a mask for your own safety, you should seriously consider staying at home.
Tighter border restrictions with New South Wales come into effect from 1 a.m. on Saturday. Only a narrow list of essential workers will be allowed to cross the border, and they must show they've had at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Australian Defence Force personnel will join Queensland Police patrolling the border. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Steve Golshewski is appreciative of their assistance.
It's wonderful news about the ADF coming on board. That will be operationalised as from the 25th. They actually gave us 120, which is 20 more than we asked for. We are very grateful. They've been a wonderful partner all the way through.
In a medical development that could save lives, from next week, patients hospitalised with COVID-19 will have access to a new treatment. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has given provisional approval to a treatment called Sotrovimab that could help about 8 to 13% of patients. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.